Welcome to Sound Pathways, the vibrant space where award-winning violinist, intuitive sound healer, and best-selling author Karen Olson connects with world-class musicians, visionary authors, and trailblazing thought leaders. Together, they explore the power of sound, creativity, and transformation to dissolve barriers, awaken your highest self, and ignite the path to living your dream. Each week, join Karen for inspiring stories and soulful insights designed to help you create boldly, heal deeply, and step fully into the life you were meant to live.
Welcome to Sound Pathways, where we explore the deep connection between sound, thought, healing, and transformation. I'm Dr. Karen Olson, your host, and I am so excited to welcome today Rocio Aquino and Aniel Arango. They are authors of The Orchid, The Secret Code of Modern Goddesses, and co-founders of For the Highest Good. They are seasoned media and sales leaders whose careers span brands like Time, Nickelodeon, Sony Pictures Entertainment, and A&E, with experience in more than 65 countries. Now they channel that global perspective into transformative storytelling and conscious leadership. Their new book, The Orchid, The Secret Code of Modern Goddesses, is a guide for inner clarity, gratitude, and authentic success. The Orchid has been named a cultural impact bestseller by the LA Tribune and called a bandage for the soul. It's set on a 400-acre sanctuary. The story follows five women through a transformational retreat. Their journey unfolds through five practices: awareness, gratitude, forgiveness, acceptance, and intention. Today, we explore the code within the story and how to activate it in real life, in your life. So please help me give a warm welcome to Rocio and Aniel.
Hello, Karen. It's fantastic to be here with you.
Really. Yes, thank you for this wonderful introduction.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I really, really enjoyed the book and I need to reread it. And I want to start out asking you, what inspired you to leave the corporate world and focus on healing and self-transformation?
You know, at one point after going around the world and experienced the transformation myself, I was really like, we need to share more stories about this is possible and more people can begin to see different examples on how you can focus your attention on not in the past, but in the present moment. But if you're gonna go and see the past, how you can relate with that in a different way.
That's exciting. I love how you chose these five women. They're all broken in different ways, that everyone will find one of them and parts of each one that they can relate to. And so what was did you have an original spark, a memory, just like an enlightenment or a moment that help you create this whole amazing story?
Look, I think when we started, hindsight, everyone is a genius, because you could start looking and saying, oh, I was thinking of this, but really it all seemed like a big ball of information at the time. And the only thing that we were really certain of, Karen, is of the change that was taking place inside of us. And we could see how each one of us individually was becoming a better human being. And we could see how our marriage was improving to the best that it's been in 25 years. And as we saw that, then we were inspired to want to share it with the world. And first we started, well, how do we do that? And Rocio's first thought was, let's do a television show. And as your audience now knows, we come from the world of entertainment. So there was some possibility that we could make that happen. Yeah. But really, it was more of, oh, it needs to be a book. And it's not a self-help book. It's a novel. Because human beings have been listening to stories for thousands, if not millions of years. And so that's how it began. And once that intention was on the table, everything else just started to kind of flow and come together.
So the spark going to that point was in the moment that we have a choice to go and do something else, and was, but you know, this is calling us.
Yes.
And this is calling us really at one point that I don't want to be in a beach taking a margarita, for example. Is no. I want to do this because this is more important than anything else. So I can tell you today that was not clear until that moment that, okay, you have a choice. What you gonna take? And we take this that, of course, Karen, you know, everyone is listen. At one point, those choices are very lonely. And you don't have idea how you're gonna make it. But when you are going through, it's like okay, one step at a time. And that was the spark, the confirmation that your heart was in the correct place.
Oh, that's so inspiring. And I think of the listeners and how we all can be more aware and listen, turn up the volume on those whispers or the voice in our heart that says, wow, this is your dream and it's possible, and how to make the steps towards it. Was it I mean that's I am so excited to share your courage to make that change. Did you plan after you had the spark? Did you save up money and know that everything would be okay and then make kind of plan like that?
Oh my gosh, that sounds wonderful. No, it was, at that moment, we were hit with this thing, and it was, oh, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Whatever is saved is now going to be focused towards this. And everything, you know what was interesting, Karen? At some point, I'm 57 years old. And so this is happening about 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, right? It's after the pandemic. And at some point, I realized that the 54 years that came before were all in preparation for what I'm doing now.
I love
And
that.
it just, of course, we traveled the world. We knew, we became close and aware of the cultural differences, of the beauty of people living in different places. We went to these places. And in fact,
Yes.
when you read the first episode, the first chapter of the book, Mary's story, is very much
Yes.
emblematic of our story because we went throughout the world, although we didn't have the eyes that Mary has, in which she is seeing how she's being transformed. We were being transformed. It just wasn't as obvious to us, but we were going to many of these places. And so at that moment, and we just started to realize, and Rocio as well, that is, oh, okay, we're being guided to do this. And as Rocio mentioned, something much greater than anything else that we had ever experienced, with an awareness that we never had before, was guiding us. And it was surreal. It was, and I
Has been
hesitate as times to use the word God, because people have different reactions to that
right.
word. But think of something much greater than you. And we've all experienced it, sometimes in a sunset, sometimes in a song, in sound. We were experiencing that on a daily basis. And all of a sudden, the answers and the path was made clear.
Wow. Do you feel like you're just a channel and it came through you?
Yes,
Wow.
for sure.
Did it
Each
take
one of
us?
us, each one of
Yeah.
us differently.
Yes. At one point, we discovered that all our experience had happened only to explain to more people how they can get there for them to be whatever version that they want to be, because that's the most important part, to find that freedom.
Yeah, freedom. It's so, I'm just thinking of the people listening and of myself listening, and how transformation, it can be just a moment of enlightenment, but even in that case, you have to integrate it into a new life. And sometimes, as you said, it might come in steps and it's unnoticed until you say, oh, wait a minute, I'm totally different, and look what's happening, and that you are sharing it. It's amazing. And how did you, it's so, I'm thinking the word clever, but that's not quite the right word, but that you made it a fiction book and not a self-help book or a method or a system, that it's, I guess everyone, like I think of when I do New Age music and there aren't lyrics, everyone can create their own. And I guess when they're in the book, they become a character in the story in a way.
We always, at one point, I have a very challenged life. And of course, my transformation happened. But at one point, I didn't understand the tools that people were explaining in different books and their stories. So I was thinking that this was missing. It's missing the See the way persons think about themselves, the way they are forgiving somebody, the way they feel gratitude. Because in the moment that you can explain that and read it, it's like that's one way to use it. So you give people inspiration for them to begin to see another point of view. So, of course, we were thinking all this for 2 years. For 2 years to really how you can communicate in a way that is easy and they gonna take the best on themselves to feel better and where they are.
That's beautiful. It's almost like you created a genre.
It certainly feels that way.
Yeah.
I'm sure if we
Yes,
spent the time.
because we are not self-help, and neither a 100% is fiction, but it's
Right.
real.
Right. There's nothing fictional about it. Every woman there is a little bit, it's a piece of us, of Rocío and I, sometimes both. And every woman in there is completely relatable. You see her around you in your friends, and not just women, but men as well. Because really, even though we are marketing it to women, it's about the divine feminine, and the divine feminine exists in everything that is around us, in all of us, in me as well. And so when that started, we just knew that really we surrendered entirely to the process and we were guided. And at some point, it was interesting. Rocío became the five women because Rocío was experiencing, as many women do, trauma in a way that is much more visceral and corporal than men do. Because we've been taught to hide our feelings and emotions. So they're bottled up inside of us. And so she would tell me, I'm feeling it here or here, and I feel it moving. And all I could be like, holy cow, what is this? I'm recording this. And we're recording, I was writing. So a lot of that was observing her go through her transformation. And in my case, I came to this lifetime with a lot of wisdom, but it was not awakened. It was there. And so it was observing Rocío doing her process. It would just hit me and things were opening up inside of me. So it was really a beautiful dance of the masculine and the feminine experiencing this all for the purpose. And it was very clear from the very beginning, this is not about you. It's not about you, Angel. It's not about you, Rocio. This is about the reader. And when that became clear, everything just fell into place.
What a great testimony of a beautiful relationship where you're growing together and supporting each other and working together. Would you write individually and then discuss it and sometimes write it together? Or is that how did you, what was your process like?
Was a mix of many things because is experience. The first time needs to be for, in my case, for me to try to transform something, I need to leave that plenty and then find the words to explain it. And in my case, I'm very good in Spanish, but English is my second language. And Angel, her first language is English and the second language is Spanish. So we, at one point, we were doing the book at the same time in English and Spanish.
Oh, wow.
So it's incredible to see this how was waving everything at the same time. So was we leave it and then we write it, and at one point with the we need to find the correct vibration who was finding love all the time. And it's like a, how we can go to that vibration who is love and joy. And so was after going through different process.
And one of the things that we did, because we had the experience of the corporate world in entertainment, I was quite familiar with writers' rooms, where you have a main writer and that person brings in a team of writers that help that person along. So we wanted to
Nice.
recreate that. So we wrote for about 7 to 8 months, 7 to 9 months. And then we brought in a ghostwriter who asked two questions. It's like, well, what kind of book do you want? And we said, well, what do you mean? It's like, well, some people bring me on board and I say, what do you want? And they're like, I don't know, you figure it out. That's why I brought you on board. And we're like, no, we have a book. We know what the book is. But this person helped us craft and polish these characters and tie the stories together. And after she's finished, we then, because we were doing the book simultaneously in Spanish, we began a more robust process for the Spanish one, brought in a poet in Spanish to go through that. And even at the after all those people were done, we then brought a third person that took both books side by side, and just to make sure that they were true to each other. And then we've read them probably another 10, 12 times to make sure that we removed all judgment from the book, because there's so much judgment in our daily lives. The orchid could not be judgmental. And to make sure that it was nothing but love. And so the process took 2 years of doing that.
I
And we
love
just
that.
continued learning and polishing as we went along.
And it's a beautiful process, Karen, because we did the audiobook. And in the audiobook, we put music, a little bit of
Nice.
music for transition from one place to another one. So is we want to be an experience.
Yes.
Wow, that's so powerful in so many ways. And I'm thinking about what a great way to live life, that you
Yes.
really live it, you experience it, you notice what it's about, and it's all no judgment, just love, and it's sharing and compassion, and your ability and your motivation and focus to share it, to share the stories for other people so they can create their own stories. And there are some really extreme situations for some of the women. It's not just, oh, they had this great life. And I love how you started the first lady, oh, well, Mary, right? That who became the
The
creator of
founder.
the Healing Center, right? So that she started out, I love the privileged life she had and the way you explain it in such detail, because everyone could envy that and wish they had that, and that person has it so easy. And then how she just broke through that and created so much. It was every part of it so powerful. And how did you come up with so perfect, but the retreat center, and was it based on a retreat center you've been to, or you would you want to create this, or how does that tie in? I it was so great.
We have the opportunity to go to many places. And at one point, Karen, every person that is listening is special. So they're gonna find something that they wanna create that no one else can create in the universe. So that is the specialty that they have. In our case, after traveling around the world, we see the necessity to create a place that is university, a spa, where you can really go inside of you, it take out of your limiting beliefs and all, and understand who are you. So imagine that we society, we can create spaces where we can really expand ourselves from, but not only our mind, even to let go of the past, learn how to forgive and move forward, but everything in the same place for you, a container of love. So we want to imagine the best container of love that we think was possible.
Yeah, the creation we were going after, in fact, when the orchid in its origin, it was the name we were playing around was the garden, right? It's that play on the idea of the Garden of Eden and the perfect place where man and wife found themselves in that beginning. And what we wanted to do was to bring people back. For far too long, we've seen and we hear that often that going inside and becoming is a difficult process, or it happens in places where are austere and it's just not somehow not associated with abundance, economic abundance. And we wanted, and also we have too many examples of people who, when they find economic abundance, somehow disconnect themselves from who they really are. And we wanted to bring it back to that center where we are perfect, and that we live in abundance, both spiritual and economic. And so that's the orchid. But really, the orchid is inside of us. We are the orchid. It is a place inside out of us in which everything it's perfect. And here, the only thing that matters is you. It's not about Mary and the founder, it's not the people that work there. They've dealt with their egos. Their egos are already in check. This is about creating a safe and loving place where someone can go and feel that so that they can go inside into their dark places and deal with the trauma that they're carrying so that they can liberate themselves, so that they can heal those wounds and no longer walk with those open wounds in front of them throughout the rest of their lives. That really is the orchid, and that's what it provides. And that's why we wrote it that way, because we, and again, hindsight, everyone is a genius. That's how we were inspired to write it. We were definitely being guided to do so.
Wow. That brings up so many things. First of all, I want to mention if someone doesn't understand it, the story is takes place in a healing center retreat. And there's so many aspects of that that's beautiful, including that we don't have to be alone, even though it's about us and center and understand ourselves and really connecting with ourselves. It's also that we don't have to have all the enlightenment and carry the burden alone, like you're saying, the higher power. It can be a group. And it's, oh, my mind keeps thinking of so many things I want to say at once because that you have the ancient wisdom and the modern psychology and a level of spirituality all brought into this story. And I think about how you talk about a hidden secret code, and I'm thinking about how can we find a way, how can you help people find a way in their own home to find that place where they can sit and have that retreat within themselves. Can you, I know you have that throughout the book, but could you just share about that for a minute?
Beautiful question. For me, all the book is about inspiration and possibilities. And is the book that I wish I have in my darkest most darkest moments. Why? Because when somebody tells you a guide, a different ways that you can live, and tell you the truth, you can say, ah, okay, I'm not alone. This happens to a lot of people all the time, and we have solutions. Oh, okay, now I know the rules, so I can apply them. So the way we were putting everything there was with an intention for every person, when they read something, brings them knowledge or examples or something like that for them to take.
One of the things that we were very clear about in our experience in listening and hearing and enjoying stories as consumers of stories was that a lot of times, far too many, in my opinion, we hear and see the drama in people's lives. It is the drama that entertains us. And all of a sudden, towards the end, the hero or the heroine changes. And something happens inside of them, and they, turn a leaf, or they just all of a sudden it's better, they feel better, and they succeeded, and they go on to the sunset. But we don't know enough about what happened to them. How did they change? That's a process. And so we wanted to capture it. Today, with the way, looking back at the novel, the way the novel is written, about 10% of it. It's the drama in the women's lives. We speak about them. There is sexual abuse, there is divorce, there's anger, there is gender uncertainty because I can't tell my parents at 30 years old who I really am because they might not love me. And so
And
these things,
abandonment.
and abandonment, that's absolutely right. And so this is the trauma that they're carrying, but this is not what the novel is about. The novel is that when they reach this place, and through those five lessons, awareness, gratitude, forgiveness, acceptance, and intention, they begin to open doors and see that they are not broken. It is the feeling that you're broken, but in reality, you are whole. And not only are you whole, you have all the answers inside of you. But, and going back to your question, we don't make the time to listen. Call it intuition. Calling that sixth sense. We all have it and we ignore it again and again. Something told me to go left and I went right. Something told me to get focused on my project and I paid attention to the person who stole my parking space. And the invitation in the book, through a number of exercises and guiding you through the story of these women, is that there is an opportunity to breathe differently. Literally, stand in front of a mirror, look at yourself, and just breathe. And allow yourself, yes, you'll be distracted to the thoughts. Why am I here? The first one is, this is so silly. This doesn't work. I kid you not. You sit in front of your mirror and you say to yourself enough times, I love you, looking at yourself in your eyes, and something shifts inside of you. Because it's you connecting with you, with that power inside. And that's just one example. So exercises like that are throughout the book. There is an incredible exercise that really I saw Rocio experience at a retreat. And we call it the blue tape exercise. You want to speak about that one?
Yes, you know, at one point, Karen, when you begin to have awareness, you understand that sometimes so many things was keeping you small. So when you understand that, and we say it in the book, at one point, you need to how you gonna deal with your own limiting beliefs. So in the book, we put an exercise when all the women begins to remove all the limiting beliefs, and it's very powerful because everyone can see that they are carrying the same with themselves. Is when you see it in another person, and it's like, okay, she's struggling, I'm struggling. So we can change that. And that is super powerful. When I did it myself, a lot of people was crying around me because they saw how incredible is the power to say, I am not enough. And you know, that doesn't apply to me anymore. So I can do it myself because, Karen, at one point, I was going, the society, my culture, my world was telling me, you're gonna be this and only this. And you cannot go after more, or you cannot dream. And you know, a very small version of myself. And then in the moment, that little by little, I was removing all these limitations. Self-imposed in that moment has been absolutely incredible. And what I want to tell to anyone is if a normal person who was supposed to be super tiny can do it, anyone can do it. So it's not about degrees, it's not about money, it's not about nothing that society is telling you is only your connection with yourself.
That's so powerful, and thanks for sharing that. It is. It's that definition we received as children from our family of who, what role we had, what we could or couldn't do, and it feels very disloyal to move away from that. You know, like you're going to lose them, and you won't have that role, and they might not even like that if you're not the scapegoat or you're not whatever you're supposed to be, less than these people. But it's like the Nias Nin quote, you know, the power, the force was too strong. You couldn't stay as a bud anymore. You just had to burst out.
Yes.
Like you couldn't not do it. But sometimes the fear still is bigger. So just that encouragement. I think journaling would also help if you're by yourself. And the beauty of groups too is that some people are struggling more than you, and you know, you've come one step, and other people, wow, look at what they have. And so you, it's that sharing, I think. And when you're by yourself doing these exercises and just on this journey, on this process, just to be have the quiet time, the breathing, and writing itself, even neurologically, is already transformative. It doesn't matter what you write even, but just the release. And then if you do have the gift to notice insights from it, but I think as people write, it's just so beautiful. And thank you. And it's so central, your five processes. I would like to read what I saw about them, and then if you could share more real life experiences with it. But awareness, noticing patterns and beliefs with compassion, and I'm adding no judgment, and gratitude, valuing yourself and seeing the abundance. That's so magical. It tells the universe that you appreciate it and you want more of that because we bring what we're thinking. And if it's worry, that's what we get, right? As you know.
Yes.
And the forgiveness is so powerful, letting go of that pain and those loops in your mind, even without an apology. That is so big because sometimes when you forgive, you're letting them off the hook and it's just not fair because I still have to do more than them. But the gift is bigger than life almost. And the reconciliation and acceptance, you know, meeting yourself, the life you've had, as you said, that it all brought to you where you are. And that's just launching even more as you agree and have the courage to step into it. And not just wishing, and not being jealous. Oh, well, they just look what they got. And then the intention moving forward aligned with purpose. And I want to add the action steps so it becomes action. It's not just the thought process or the thinking, but now you have the insight and ability to make the steps and to walk them. So I really love your process, and anything you could share about how you came up with that order and with those ideas and in moments in your life when it brought another transformation, that would be awesome.
Karen, I'm gonna lie if I tell you that I have it clear. He was the real after, really, he had it more clear than me because I was in the process passing it and I was not able to see them. But for because we did the master, plus we were reading more than 200 books, for him was like a no. We need to do it simple, and it's gonna be a step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And until even I was writing the book and I was still not able to do it, but for him was no, this is the first step. So you can say more.
Thank you. Something was interesting, and going back to that wisdom that I would carry, I could read, I could hear, and all of a sudden, every single thing I was experiencing, a book, a conversation, a lesson, became a piece of a puzzle. And somehow I could start seeing, those 10,000 piece puzzles that you just, it doesn't seem like you can ever get to them, but all of a sudden, pieces start to make sense. You see them long enough and they start to fall into place. That's how I was experiencing my own transformation. And I read a lot about awareness and how through observation alone, things change. Now, for anyone who's listening, if you have children, you know that when you look at your child starts to, when that child knows you're looking at them, they behave differently. There's also experiments in the laboratory that show how electrons, when someone is looking at them,
Wow.
behave differently than when no one is looking at them. And why is that? Because we are energy. All of us are energy. So even though to us humans is, but I'm just looking at them, there is a flow of energy that's coming out of your mind, your heart, your eyes, that it's impacting the energy on that person. In the old times, we would see, and those people who are privileged enough to see auras, they know that auras mix with one another when we're in connection. That even though Rocio and I are sharing a space that is shared energy, even though we're not touching each other, that we're sharing it with you. And so that was the essence of awareness. And it was all about observe yourself. Simply make time to observe yourself again because we're in autopilot. And do you like what you see? Do you like the way you respond? Do you like the way you act? Do you like the way you behave? No judgment. Do you like it? And if you do, by all means, continue doing it. And if you don't, then ask yourself one further question. Do you want to change it? Because it's possible. We are not code that is unchangeable. We are more like the current version of telephones and computers. You can actually do a download and reprogram yourself, but you got to be willing to reprogram. And if the answer is yes, and you say, but I don't know how to, the offering is, let's start with gratitude. And not saying thanks, but living in thanks, living in gratitude, because when you do, that energy, it starts to change you from within. All of a sudden, you start to look at things differently. In fact, acceptance at times flows from the gratitude, because it's, why wouldn't I accept the flower just as it is? Or the situation or the person. Are they not in the process of learning? Are they not in the process of evolving? It's like if we told a 2-year-old, oh, How dare you make that mistake when you are learning to do whatever? Right? And we are so hard on ourselves as adults because we're supposed to know everything, and that's not true. And so the idea of the gratitude, the forgiveness, and the acceptance was to take us through that shifting in the energy. And I agree with you about forgiveness. It is difficult. I started to look at forgiveness differently. Forgiveness is no longer something I do for anyone else. Forgiveness is something that I do for myself. Two ways. I forgive myself, but also I forgive others, not because I think they merit that forgiveness. They may not, or they may, but it's because I no longer want to give them energy. These are not even people or situations that I care about anymore. Why do I give them my energy, even though, if they happened 20 years ago, or for that matter, 5 minutes ago? So forgiveness for me is about cutting the tie and reclaiming that energy back so that I could use it for the things I want to do. And acceptance ultimately is about what you said. It's really realizing that there is sometimes wonderful things happen and they're not good for you. Sometimes terrible things happen and they teach us the greatest lesson of our lives. And so I am no longer judging situations as good as bad. I judge them as what am I learning from them? And the moment you move away from good and bad, then you become more accepting. And that's how we live now. It's like, huh, I wonder why this is happening. It's more of the question, I wonder why. I wonder why. And ultimately, the last lesson, Karen, intention is now that you are aware, now that you have more energy, because you're not giving it to things in an autopilot mentality, what are you going to do with that energy? And the proposition that we bring your listeners and all of us here is, whatever the heck you want, because now that you're more intentional, you're going to be more careful about how you spend that energy. And hopefully you'll spend it to be the best version of yourself that you can be, because that is the one thing you came to this earth to do. Do not keep you from us. We want to see the best version of Karen, the best version of Angel, of Rocio, because that is the beauty of who we are. And when we all shine, the collective begins to shine because we're not living in fear or in pain or in hurt. And so that's the proposition of the book.
Wow, that's just so beautiful. It just says it all, and it's amazing. It made me think of many things, but one of them that you shared was about the energy field. And especially when we connect with our heart and connecting to other people, how powerful that becomes. Like if we think peaceful thoughts, that it really ripples out into the world. And just like this is being heard over the internet or radio waves or through the TV or however, it's just sent out all of our thoughts. And I'm thinking of the listeners, that we're connected and we're connected with them as well. And we're all
Yes.
sharing that and coming together with love and peace. And it just makes so much possible. And it also reminds me of Emoto, Messages in the Water, where he took water and one of the things he would write, peace on a glass of water and love, and then he'd write like anger and fear, really negative words. And then when he looked at the makeup of the water with a microscope, it was completely different. It was like in patterns, beautiful patterns, or it was just all chaotic, which is also done with cymatics, with music in
Yes.
sand. And the
Yes.
different music makes these different kind of patterns in the water. So those are nice visuals of, if we need more proof about how our thoughts become matter and they become our life. So that's
We are
beautiful.
sound.
Yes, vibrations, yes, sound.
We are vibration, and if we vibrate in very heavy, it's like we became ice, like water, right? So when you are sad, and we explained that in the book.
Yeah, the lower
For
levels. I loved how you explained it. It was in a chart as well.
yes.
It reminds me of David Hawkins' triangle with
Yes.
where he numbered like fear and jealousy and guilt and all that really, really low. And then you just move. Can you ex help the listeners know how you move up that through that process of lightening the
Yes,
energy higher?
and tie it that way of thinking with water. Imagine that
Yes.
you, when you are in the lower energy, you are ice and
Yes.
feels like ice in the body. But in the moment that you are evolving, you go to what is, ¿cómo se dice? Cuando ya no tienes body, is vapor, vapor.
Yes.
How you do it?
Vapor.
Vapor.
Yeah, water vapor.
So that is now I feel that I'm in that vapor. And
Yes.
at one point, when somebody wants to throw a punch, is they cannot touch me.
That's
Maybe
beautiful.
physically, but then you understand that they are doing the best they can. They don't know. You don't know what you don't
Right.
know. So at one point, I didn't know how to really let go all my pain and my suffering. So that's why we try to put this chat chart for everyone to see the transformation, how is possible.
I have to give credit to Rocio for the charts and the graphics that appear in the book, because we were having these 2 years of conversation, and all of a sudden, sometimes she would sit down and it's like, I'm visual. I have no idea what you're just saying, right? And it's
Yes.
help me see it, help me explain it. And it was forced us to create different approaches because, in fact, all of us learned so differently. And so the same with the map. We have a map of this fictional
Yes,
place called the
right.
Orchid. And it's all because these women
Yes.
were going around this place and
Yes.
we wanted to experience what it felt like to walk from, the river and go to the
Yes.
observatory and so on. But really, when
Yes.
we were talking about the spectrum of inner growth, what we were trying to paint is the picture that of the stages that we had gone through, right? We, at some point, like many people, were surviving. Right. And I don't mean, I mean, we might have been surviving in economic abundance, but deep inside, we were not happy. We were lost. We were aimless because we had no purpose. We had a job, but we didn't have a purpose. And so the first stage is surviving, but all of a sudden, and this is where Rocio took us, we started exploring first physically by traveling the world. And then by looking for answers, because she was looking for how to forgive. And I couldn't explain it because what we were trying to forgive is something that we did together. We invested money and we lost it all. And I was able to let it go and Rocio wasn't. And all of a sudden she's like, well, I want the 1, 2, 3, the ABC of forgiveness. And so that led us down a path of
We
curiosity.
need to, yes, is how you do it. Explain me 1, 2, 3, 4, because I want experience. And in the moment that I experienced, I was able to explain it. And that's why we were able to do this book.
And curiosity, it's critical. Far too many times in my so-called life full of wisdom, I said, well, that's the way I am. How am I going to change? Right?
Being like
Because,
children.
yes,
Yeah.
exactly. Be open to everything because the wisdom of the world is spread, guess where? All over the world and all over different people. And so that the exploring is what led us to then the learning. And the learning is what we're talking about here, how this gratitude, forgiveness, and acceptance, when applied differently, teaches different things. And then my favorite stage, and one that I spend a lot of time now in, is becoming. Becoming, because becoming for me is the internalization. It's like when an athlete truly becomes masterful at their craft. Where they are and constantly they're forcing themselves, and you hear, well, they failed, but they went and they're trying it 1,000 more times because they want to get it right. That is becoming in our experience. And ultimately, when you finally get there, is being, right? Is you simply sit down and you enjoy the fact that you've arrived. And it's not like you always stay there. It's a linear and nonlinear process. You go back and forth, but you get better at it.
I love that when you're in the highest state of some sort of enlightenment, that it's vapor, because vapor is shared. It's not just kept to you like the ice is. And really part of the key to happiness, I feel, is the sharing. Because you have so much abundance, you have more to give, and then you have so much joy giving and seeing what you can bring to other people, which is what you're doing right here. So we're going to take a little pause. I have so many more things I want to know. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
Imagine an experience where world-class music meets the power of sound, miracles, and transformation to release stress, dissolve subconscious blocks, and reconnect you with your highest self. That's what happens when you work with Karen Olson, Billboard's top musician, intuitive sound healer, and best-selling author. Her private sessions and Elevation Pathways programs have helped thousands of people worldwide transform their lives, finding freedom from stress, clarity of purpose, and a deeper connection to their true self and their dreams. As a special gift for Sound Pathways listeners, when you book a session, you'll receive a personalized sound meditation recording to continue your transformation at home. Limited spots are available. Book your session now at KarenOlson.com/services. Your path begins with sound.
Well, thank you so much. There's so many things I want to ask, but first of all, there's so much in your book to offer. So how can people connect with you and find you, be part of your community? I think you offer different things for people, and how can they find your book?
Thank you for asking, Karen. The
Yes.
best place to do is go to our website, www.theorchidbook.com. There you will find all sorts of information about the events, the different places that we're going to be. Theorchidbook.com. We're also working on a theatrical play. Hopefully
Wow.
that will come forth soon and materialize. And the
And
most important thing is an invitation. Really read the book. It's found in every major platform in English and Spanish, in electronic, physical, and audiobook format. And allow yourself the gift of really connecting with it.
wow, that's exciting. Yes, thank you so much. So, for someone to start on this path of your journey and the process and all, what would be a step you could recommend? Or is there a step that people skip more often than other times that's so important that you would like to point out?
Yes, of course, have fun in the process.
Ah.
This doesn't need to be difficult or terrible. On the contrary, if you begin to set an intention of this is gonna be fun, you can make it happen like that.
Wow. What would be a sign for people to know they're on their path or that they're kind of veering off their path? Would there be something that they could look at? I know you mentioned just see what's in your life, because if you see what's in your life, that's what you're thinking. But would there be any like turns or any exercises you could share from your book?
We put all the exercise in the book. All of them is one another. All the
Right.
characters are doing exercise. One, two, three, four. So many. So, but really, the most important exercise always is gratitude. But gratitude that, wow, it's gonna happen. Like a really excitement because in my case, between this is for your audience. I celebrate very loud, and he celebrate like
In silence.
in silence. So find your celebration and really is find yourself, be true to yourself, and that's the most important part.
I would add to that, really make some time for you. You know, whatever it is, a bath, a quiet bath somewhere. I know life is so difficult sometimes because we're working multiple jobs, we have children, we have responsibilities. Make time to go and sit under a tree. Give yourself that moment, listening to ourselves. You know, you really know. Most of us know that when you're fighting something continuously, you got to say to yourself, it can't be that difficult. If something is being challenging for you, there's really two alternatives. You need help, or you need to change the path. And sometimes you can do both, but it's really going inside. And so for me, that is the first question that someone should ask themselves. Is it for me? And that's why awareness is so important. Ask yourself, you really do know. Listen to that little voice internally that says, it's time for a change. You've done this way too long. You don't have a purpose. All these questions start to emerge. Sometimes that's with age. But you know, we now have seen with our daughters, Karen, who are 20 and 17, that it is possible to begin asking those questions at a much earlier age. And so it's really about connecting with yourself and open yourself up, as Rocio is saying, to who you really are. For me, I derive an incredible amount of pressure in locking myself up in an empty room in darkness and in silence for 5 days. I think it is the greatest thing.
Wow.
And Rocio is, that's not for me. And that's okay. Those are extremes.
Yes.
What works for you?
Right.
Some people have told us when I'm running a marathon and I'm in the flow of the last mile, I feel like I am connected to something greater. So it may be dancing, you and your the music
Playing
and
music.
sound, right?
Yes.
What, and we all have that, and sometimes we ignore it because that's not how we make money, or and we've put them aside because somebody said that that's so silly. How, you know, you paint, that's not cool, whatever it is. Connect with that, with creativity, with your
Yes.
creativity.
He's the best.
Yes. That's so beautiful that everybody, that's the beginning of finding, tuning in more and more to yourself. Yes.
Yes.
Constantly and just putting out the chaos and the noise that doesn't help us. And maybe finding a special spot and make, creating a special spot in your home where you just can find that peace in such an easy way, and play
Yes.
music, and just how creativity does become transformation, and it makes us imagine something that we haven't known, and how we do know it, and where it can take us. So there's just so much, and it's so exciting that people don't have to just stop listening now. They can go and continue reading your book, and it's just there's so many more things I'd love to know. But I know you have a newsletter and a blog, and so it's so exciting. So I just can't thank you enough for sharing this path with us. It's been so powerful and inspiring for me, and I know for everybody. And I want to quote what you said in one of your blogs. Now is the time to embody our most expansive selves,
Yes.
to unveil our true essence, radiating joy, love, creativity, and abundance. May awareness steady you. Gratitude warm you, forgiveness free you, acceptance hold you, and intention lead you home. Goodbye for now. Love and many blessings.
Thank you for being a part of Sound Pathways with Karen Olson, where music and healing come together to open new pathways in your life. Relax and renew with Karen's award-winning music, crafted to soothe your spirit and uplift your heart. Available wherever you stream your favorite music. Ready for deeper transformation? Book your personalized healing session today at KarenOlson.com/services and receive a custom sound meditation designed just for you. Join our vibrant community. Stay engaged with our free newsletter filled with exclusive offers and practical tips, even powerful tools to support you on your journey. Until next time, keep following the sound of inspiration and live the path of your dreams.